Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Here on Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. In a study that tracked 639 adults for nearly 12 years, John Hopkins expert Professor Frank Lin and his colleagues found that mild hearing loss doubled dementia risk, moderate loss tripled risk, and people with a severe hearing impairment were five times more likely to develop dementia. Today we speak more about this link next on Money FM 89.3.
Health Suite with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Research has shown aging and other risk factors often lead to decreased hearing and very mild cognitive decline, and has links to cognitive impairment and dementia. We talk more about this now. We are joined by Dr. Rebecca Hayward, consultant, otorhinolaryngology, head and neck surgery. I need a degree for that. Sengkang General Hospital. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Hello, Clarissa. Thank you for having me on the show today.
All right, I'm not saying that again.
You can just say ENT from now on.
I shall. I shall do that. Now let's talk about hearing loss. How is hearing loss and dementia linked?
Well, over the last decade or so, there have been quite a lot of studies now from around the world that have shown that as people get older, the people who have hearing loss tend to develop more dementia than people who don't have hearing loss. Now, initially, these studies were performed mainly in Western populations, and so Asian populations are different, the genetics are different, the languages that they speak are different, and also their social circumstances are often different. So, for example, in Asian societies, people may tend to live in extended families more than they do in Western ones. And so we don't know that this relationship would be the same. So we actually published a study here in Singapore in 2017 that showed that, unfortunately, this relationship is exactly the same here in Singapore, and that people with hearing loss tend to develop dementia more. Now, the risk of getting dementia goes up the worse the hearing loss is. For people with mild hearing loss, they are approximately two times more likely to develop dementia. And as it progresses onto severe hearing loss, people can be up to five times more likely to develop dementia. So dementia is actually a clinical diagnosis that is made when not only do you have some memory problems, but it's affecting your day-to-day life. So, for example, you might not be able to go out shopping by yourself anymore. And so what we wanted to do after that was to find out which cognitive domains or which thought processes and cognitive processes in the brain are affected. So we went on to do some more studies, which are due to be published this month, actually. And what we found was that even in people with early high-frequency hearing loss, which is the type of high-pitched nerve-related hearing loss that people get as they're getting older, those people had more difficulty with working memory tasks. So working memory is the process in the brain that allows you to remember things in the short term to allow you to get things done. So, for example, remembering a shopping list. And as people got worse hearing loss, they started to get other processes in the brain affected, which are part of their executive function. So executive function is all the processes in the brain that allows you to go about your day-to-day life. So it allows you to complete a task and control your emotions and so on. So those were the cognitive processes that were affected in these people.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, a couple of clarifications. First and foremost, when we talk about hearing loss and dementia, the assumption is we're talking about older people. It's not me, it's my grandparents, it's not me, it's my aged parents. What is the age group that we're talking about specifically right now?
So we're talking about dementia in older people over the age of 60. So in Singapore, 10% of people over the age of 60 have dementia. That is a very worrying statistic, isn't it? And when we're talking about the hearing loss that can increase the risk of getting dementia, we're talking about hearing loss in midlife. So that's between 40 and 60 years old. So you're right. People, they put this off. They think, look, you know, even if I've got hearing loss now, I can deal with it later. I don't need to do anything about it. And actually it's the hearing loss between 40 and 60 that people have really identified that is a problem.
Okay, so clearly it isn't my grandparents' problem, my aged parents' problem. It could very well refer to me if hearing loss is already something that I am dealing with, my peers are dealing with, and a lot of us probably don't even realize that we have suffered any kind of hearing loss until we take tests, and almost none of us do take regular hearing tests.
Yes, absolutely. So ways to realize that you have hearing loss. The problem is, you see, is that most people think hearing loss means when you can't hear anything, when you're completely deaf. Mm-hmm. And that is not what we're talking about. So I already mentioned that people, even when they get early high-frequency hearing loss, are starting to get these problems with their working memory test. Now, how would you know if you have an early high-frequency hearing loss? Well, you might notice that you can't hear very well in background noise. So if you think about going to a noisy restaurant or a coffee shop, for example, when you struggle to hear what people say, people with normal hearing struggle to hear what people say in a noisy background. But if it's getting worse, that certainly is a sign of hearing loss. And the other thing is, when you have inner ear hearing loss or nerve-related hearing loss, there are two problems. One relates to the volume goes down. But the other thing is that there's a degree of distortion. So usually the sound is sent to our inner ear, and the job of the inner ear is to turn the vibration or sound waves into an electrical signal that goes up the nerve to the brain. And when you've got inner ear hearing loss, even in early hearing loss, it doesn't do that so well. So initially it will be these high-pitched sounds like f, k, these kinds of sounds. Mm-hmm. And so if you think of words that don't have those sounds in them anymore, the words will be slightly distorted. And so people start to feel that they can hear people talking to them, but they just can't quite catch what they're saying. It sounds like they're mumbling slightly, or it's just not quite clear. And people don't think that's hearing loss. They don't realize that that is hearing loss. But that is a sign of hearing loss. And if you have that, you need to go and get your hearing checked.
Right. Okay. Now, how common is that kind of hearing loss?
So that is sensory neural hearing loss, which forms the majority of hearing loss. So hearing loss is a huge, huge problem around the world. There are about 500 million people who have disabling hearing loss around the world. Hearing loss is the second biggest cause of disability around the world. And here in Singapore, over the age of 60, about two-thirds of people have some degree of hearing loss. And the statistic is lower in younger people. But, you know, there are people of every age with hearing loss, and it's a huge problem that usually goes unacknowledged.
Okay, people 60 and above, there is a statistic for it, and then it sort of drops off if you're younger. But is that younger age group statistic growing?
It is growing. It's growing very rapidly, and there is an epidemic of this really globally now. And the reason for that is headphones, and it's young people listening to gaming and listening to music through headphones. So there are two problems with loud noise, or two problems with noise. One of them is the loudness of the noise, and the other one is the duration that you listen to a noise. So if you hear, for example, an explosion, it might cause you to have very bad hearing loss immediately. But for much softer sounds than that, you can also develop hearing loss by listening to them for long periods of time. So, you know, if you can hear your kids listening to headphones, and you can actually hear the headphones, hear what's coming out of the headphones, then that is too loud. And if they're listening to that for long periods, they can actually get temporary changes in the hearing, temporary deterioration in the hearing, which they might know they've got that because of ringing in their ears, or they might even notice that they can't quite catch what you're saying at those times. And if they keep listening at that intensity and frequency, that becomes permanent. So there is this whole epidemic of young people around the world now who are developing high-frequency nerve-related hearing loss due to noise.
Right.
So this is a new thing. It used to be a few decades ago that noise-induced hearing loss was due to industrial noise exposure, because people used to work in factories or in construction or whatever, and they'd be exposed to a lot of loud noise and they had no ear protection. But now, as laws have changed here in Singapore, companies are obliged to provide ear protection for their employees and to get regular hearing tests for them. And now it is these young people who are being affected by this problem.
Okay. Now, another thing that I wanted to clarify, when we're talking about hearing loss and dementia, if you suffer from hearing loss, does it automatically mean that you will develop dementia?
No, it doesn't mean that. So what these studies show is this association. That is that people who have hearing loss are more likely to get dementia.
Right.
But it doesn't mean they're going to get it. So there are many, many factors that can contribute to dementia. And the biggest one is actually genetics. So if you are an unfortunate person who has a strong genetic predisposition to dementia, you might well get it whether you've got hearing loss or not, and whether or not you've got any of these other risk factors for it, which we can be exposed to over the course of our lifetime that also increase the risk. But for people who are less genetically predisposed, if you have hearing loss, untreated hearing loss, and other risk factors, you're more likely to get it. So there was actually a big study published in 2017 in The Lancet, which is the best known and most high profile journal in the world, really, medical journal. And what they did, the authors of this study, they looked at all the literature that had been published pertaining to all of these factors that you can be exposed to over the course of your lifetime that can increase the risk of dementia. And of those modifiable risk factors, hearing loss was the biggest one. It was the number one risk factor. So that's very worrying. Also, it is probably the most modifiable risk factor because we actually have treatments for hearing loss. So hearing loss is very significant.
Okay, let's talk about some of those treatments and interventions. If you have hearing loss, would fixing that by starting to use a hearing aid help slow down the potential progression of dementia or even you getting it at all?
Well, that is the million-dollar question, actually. It's literally a million-dollar question because if we can delay the onset of dementia by even 1 year, the savings financially to people suffering from dementia, to their families and caregivers, and to our nation as a whole would be immense. And also there's the saving in terms of personal distress that dementia causes. The answer is we don't know. We don't know whether they can. There have been studies that show that putting on a hearing aid or using a cochlear implant for a period of months to a year, for example, actually improve the cognition test. So those tests I was mentioning earlier, tests of the memory and tests of the executive functions in the brain, those processes have been shown to improve with short-term use of hearing devices. But does it down the road over a period of years actually translate to preventing or delaying dementia? And we don't know for sure at the moment. So those studies are still in progress. There are big studies going on in Australia and in America looking at that at the moment.
That will be very, very interesting results when it comes out. Now you said 40-year-olds are starting to show signs of hearing loss. That to me is worrying because that is a lot of people from 40 and onwards. That is a lot of people in the population. So the question is, how often should we start thinking about getting our hearing tested once we're in our 40s and onwards?
So most hearing loss will start from 50, 60 onwards, most age-related hearing loss. Mm-hmm. So usually newborn hearing testing is done routinely in Singapore. So all newborn babies have a hearing test. And then after that, hearing testing is done in schools as well. After that, I would recommend that people consider having their hearing tested approximately once every 10 years up to the age of 50. And thereafter, more often than that. And if below the age of 50, you think, actually, I really just can't catch what people are saying to me at work. If you're struggling at work and you're having to ask people to repeat themselves, if people come to you and they say, look, you know, you don't seem to be catching what I'm saying. All of these things, you know, don't sweep them under the carpet. Pay attention and go and get a hearing test. And also there are other conditions that I would advise you to get hearing tested more often. So there are certain medications that can cause hearing loss, which usually are mainly related to cancer medications. And the other reason is if you have a strong family history. So if your parents got hearing loss when they were younger, it's likely that you will too. And if you have siblings who have hearing loss, go and get your hearing checked sooner than 50 or more frequently.
All right. This has actually been a fascinating conversation. During the conversation, I actually turned the volume of my headset down.
Well, that is a win.
Just trying to protect
one person. There are actually, they are bringing in on new headsets that will be produced, that they're trying to make it so that all headsets have and devices have some kind of warning on them, so that it will tell you, look, this volume that you're listening at, you can only listen for this long at this volume before it's going to damage your hearing, to actually alert people to the volume that is okay and the length of time at that volume that is okay.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are going to ignore those warnings. At least that's my guess. But this has been a fascinating conversation, and I look forward to more of that research being published so we can talk more about it. Again, we all have ears and we all need to hear. And this is definitely something, particularly with the cognitive issues that hearing loss could create for us, that maybe it's worth a conversation again down the road for us.
Yes, absolutely. We'd love to let you know more about the studies as they come out.
We've been speaking with Dr. Rebecca Haywood, consultant, ENT, head and neck surgery, Sun Kang General Hospital, about the links between hearing loss and dementia. Doctor, thank you so much for the time and the information.
Thank you very much for having me, Clarissa.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon Euromoney FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.